Hello, and thanks for being with us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitzama Zoz. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about the division within the Israeli society and the role of Israeli women as change makers. What can they do in order to connect all of us and make our life a bit better? Be with us, Nitza, please. Yeah, today we'd like to look upon the power of women and their contribution to the Israeli society. But from a very special angle, because you can look at it from many different angles. But today, we'd like to focus on the power of women and their ability to bring the Israeli society together. There is a big rift, a big division in the Israeli society, and it hurts all of us. And from this pain, we'd like to better understand how can we, as women, make a real change in this society by the special power that women have. To me, it's a wonder, really. I'm surprised. And also, your questions surprise me. Women that at home know how to do whatever they want. Really, they can take the entire family and tell you to do this, he should do that, why are you on the couch, get up, do something. They know how to activate everyone. Of course, can't they do it in the country? What's wrong? At home, even without saying a word, her husband already feels uncomfortable if he's sitting for more than 10 minutes in front of the TV. Yeah? In front of his wife, he feels like a child in front of his mother. That's how it is. It's natural. And so why can't women come to where the country is operated from, like in a family, and start managing things? I don't understand what's going on. Why can't a woman be at the head of society? What's the problem? Look, what's the problem is an interesting question we have to examine, but I'll tell you why. Because they're not connected. Not connected between them. Yeah? Meaning they don't have a common goal. No woman can make room for another woman to manage things. And also, it's not supposed to be that way. Were they connected together and would decide that we're taking our men into our hands, you would have had heaven on earth here. Peace, tranquility. What a country would have then. Men would work and would do everything and would have been afraid of what the women might say, might do, so that they'll look at us favorably and so on. I'm telling you, this is how it would be. Seriously. This is how it is by nature. This is how the laws of nature work. The entire problem is that women aren't connected between them. They're in competition. But men are in competition too. Yeah, but men, it's like playing soccer. Like they played soccer when they were kids. And for women, it's in a more grown-up way. They want to control, be in power. What's the difference? Men don't really want to be in power and control. For them, it's a game. And for women, it's their nature. And what's the difference between nature and game? A game is a game. It's a big difference. Instead of this game, give him another game. He'll throw it away. So, by nature, what does a woman want to control, be in control of? She wants to control the situation. I have to agree. Completely. A woman wants to be in control, to make sure that everything's stable, and we also need it. Only the problem is that one woman can't do it. But to create the correct network of connections between them, that it will operate correctly, and will arrange the entire nation together correctly, this they can't do. There's no consent between them, because women look at each other in a way that, with men it's different, but between women, no. Women, they already have natural hate, rejection, a natural ego. A woman to a woman doesn't work. And that's the problem. So what do we do? Men, they can't arrange the country because for them it's all a game. And women can't do it because between them there's hate and rejection toward each other. It's really interesting what you're saying because in general, I have lots of respect towards all the organizations that do for women, and usually it doesn't help. All these organizations, and there are many of them, but the result, yeah, we see that there's no big change or improvement. So, what do we have to add? The salvation of the world is connection between women. What do you mean when you say connection between women? Exactly that. That there has to come some method that will be able to connect between them for all women to be as one woman. With one head, one heart, so that the connection between them will be more important than the petty, egoistic form that's bustling in each of them. What I'd like to understand is, maybe let's call it the difference between the ability that women have to cooperate in order to win some struggle against someone or something, then in that struggle, they're connected against someone or something. And usually it's against men. There's like this battle of forces. I don't know if instead of the battle of forces or in addition to how to really correctly direct the force that women have, how to direct it correctly so that instead of a battle of forces that will really flourish, that everyone will enjoy it, society, men, women, everyone, because we all want to feel good. What are we doing wrong? If we'd invest our energy in this or in that instead of what we're doing now, maybe it could make a change. You need to connect not in order to suppress someone else, but in order to build out of it a good new home so that all women will care for the country, for their home, for everyone. So you're saying instead of fighting something, let's build something. Of course. And then the struggle is internal. Each woman with herself, meaning not against someone. No, against someone or something, the only thing that it brings is destruction. Okay, now, there's this feeling that characterizes many women, the feeling of deprivation. Then there will be no deprivation. Precisely this way, if women will work together, they will be most powerful, more powerful than men. We say, the man of the house, the head of the family, the husband, the boss. Yeah, the boss. We understand who the boss is. Wherever I traveled in the world, in all different cultures that I have seen, I always used to ask, when women and men were sitting together, I used to ask them, who decides at home? The woman, everywhere, whether it's Indians, Eastern countries, doesn't matter where, who, a woman is home. It says so in Judaism too, that a woman is home. Malchut. Therefore, just to position herself correctly, and then the entire world will fall into place. Everything will be organized. So the only thing that you have to correct in the world is to help a woman function correctly. So, this force that exists in the feeling of deprivation, because it's a tremendous potential force, the question is how to work correctly with it. So, if we work correctly with it in order to build society and connect women in order to achieve positive goals, then we'll be able to use this force correctly? Yeah. What I'm trying to understand is how to work with this force correctly, because usually deprivation leads to struggle. Because on the one hand, a woman can manage her own home, but she can't manage a country. Why? Because this is a woman's character. She has to see the field within the boundaries of which she can manage things. And a country for her, it's, she can't, too big. Yeah. Give me my space, my small domain. There are people that are made to manage a kiosk and not a big restaurant. And there are those that, for them, it's to manage a city and a country and so on and so forth. A woman usually likes feeling herself safe within boundaries. Like she goes into some place, builds herself there, and that's her home. But we have to help her feel and build such systems that are all managed by many women, so that there will be many such areas, homes, also countries, and women manage all these things, and men help them manage. So, now you mentioned cooperation. What's the contribution of women to the building of society, and what's the contribution of men, and how to cooperate correctly? Men have to listen to women. In what way? Like the Creator told Abraham, listen to what Sarah tells you. A woman, what she says, and usually in every normal family, what the woman says, eventually this what happens. A child also feels that this is how it's supposed to be back from the days of his mother. It exists in each and every man. For him, his mother is always superior to him, meaning she has a certain wisdom. He came from her. She gave him life. She positioned him. She sent him off into life. He feels that what comes from mom, this is how he's supposed to go. And afterwards, the right, wise woman replaces his mother. I wrote down something that you said, that the problems that we see in Israeli society, the division and everything, that men can't arrange the country because for them it's all play, and women can't arrange the country because they feel natural hate toward each other. So men and women all have their shortcomings, and that leads us to a state like we have today, where we really feel that our country is falling apart, and it's painful. So, looking into the future, how should the female and the male forces start building society for the better? Education. There's no other way about it. It's only if women and also men will get the right education of how to be correctly connected among themselves and between them. What's the correct connection between men and between women, and how does this lead us to a prosperous society? The correct connection is that I'm not connected with others for my own benefit, but for the benefit of others, for the common benefit. Can you explain? The common benefit is the benefit of everyone. that I care for everyone instead of caring only for myself. These are well-known and simple words. And in this formula where the connection with the other is not to my own benefit, that like I use someone else like in business, what does it mean that I connect with someone else? I took her as a partner because I can increase my revenue, for example. But if there is a connection that's to the benefit of others, what is it like? You said that by nature, a woman cannot connect to another woman. You said that there's natural rejection, natural ego. So women, when they're connected, what does it look like if naturally they reject each other? It all depends on education. What does this education have to give them? We see that they're even... Education meaning that men and women have to understand that the connection benefits them in a way that it's worthwhile giving up our small ego. What kind of benefit? Prosperity in terms of family, health, everything. We see that this is also how it was in ancient societies. There was a man, and he had several women. Mm-hmm. Several women. 5, 10. As much as he could buy. So he gave this as an example that women can connect because they see a benefit that's greater than their own personal benefit. Now, if we project this on the Israeli society, you're saying that men and women, that people actually have to develop the ability to connect with each other, even though that it's not natural, in order to create a greater benefit for society as a whole. So this is a real revolution in terms of a person's way of thinking, his attitude towards others. But they know that by this, they build a society where everyone will have everything, where everything's open, that there are no problems. Health, ecology, economy, you name it. Women, and also men, can arrange the entire world for themselves this way. The only question now is education. So, practically wise, suppose a woman says, okay, I have to organize society in a certain way, somehow because I see that I lost control, like you lose control at home. I lost control over society, and I would like to organize it, form, shape it, because really, a woman, she organizes, forms, shapes everything at home, and it enables the children to develop, her husband, also she herself develops as a result. So what does it mean right now to shape the Israeli society? Practically wise, I, together with other women, what can we do in order to start shaping our society? First of all, it's education. It's not about doing. It's about building ourselves. Each has to shape, form himself through national education. As to how can he connect with others? How does he form and shape himself so that he can connect with others? And that everyone will feel that the connection between them determines the well-being of the entire nation. And how by that, or in that, can they prosper and advance? You have to learn how to do it systematically. It's not a problem. We have lots of materials about this. And it's something that exists at the very essence of the Israeli society from thousands of years ago. And I really hope that eventually the time will come that we will realize this. When women develop their ability to connect with each other in order to advance society, what should they be careful of? on the way. Hate that still the women that don't understand will act against them in hate. This is also what we feel against our organization. But both religious and seculars, men and women, doesn't matter from what factions or denominations, everyone, including everyone, can come, enter, and become a part of this new society where the only thing that's taught is love another as yourself. This is actually the code that this new society lives by. Yeah. So, suppose we begin such an educational process, we have a more advanced society, with a female force that's working positively, the male force working positively, and everyone's advancing toward love another as yourself. How do women contribute to such a society? In what ways that we don't see today? Every woman, let's say, in this kind of country, let's call it a country, she feels obligated to teach her husband, raise her husband, and especially her children, especially her boys, to how to correctly connect with others. And if a woman wants that, if the wife wants that, her husband will want that too. And if it's in an entire country, all in all, a country consists of families. Yeah, but what Nitza will contribute to her family will feel. But Nitza and the rest of the women in that future country, all in all, what will they contribute to the country? Connection. Connection between everyone. And of course, the children will be a part of it, and the men. If women want to, the force of women makes things turn. So the female force is directed at one thing, to generate the system, the network of connections within society. And this is what you call stability. Yeah. It's not economical stability or... No, it's... A result of, it says, due to righteous women, the people of Israel came out of Egypt. It's not about Egypt from 3,000 years ago, but it's what's happening now too. That thanks to righteous women that demanded justice, connection, the people of Israel rise above their ego, everyone, and connect, come together. And this is how they come out of Egypt, out of this bad feeling, bad attitude and everything. So, just to see that I get it. Men, their problem is that they relate to everything as a game. Women, their problem is that they naturally reject each other. If every woman in this future society becomes like this inner engine that puts pressure, even without words, that simply generates this inner pressure on the men around her, for them to come closer to each other and stop the ego game. Suppose in the country it's very clear that the ego games that men are playing are taking the country apart. So if from beneath the surface, this is the picture that I have, that it's like this underground force that comes from women that puts pressure on the men to stop with the ego games, suddenly, because of the female pressure, men start coming closer to each other and stop destroying the country. Of course, like children under their mother. So the female force is like a nuclear power plant that generates energy that later on you can do many positive things with. But the generation itself comes from the desire, it's the power of the desire of women. Yeah. And what happens to the male ego then? They'll act according to this guidance. So what will be the men's contribution? I understand the contribution of women and connection and everything. What will men contribute to society so that we can evolve together to a better place? This is what will happen. What do they add, actually? Action. What kind of action? Connection? So a woman says, let's connect. She pushes all the men. Every woman pushes her man to go and to engage in connection. And he has to connect. Yeah? So she expresses her desire for connection, and he is the one that realizes it in practice. Yeah?
So it feels like two elements, like molecules, atoms, like male and female, plus and minus. It's like you put two magnets together, they reject each other. So the same way two women reject each other. If you put two men together, they can kill each other playing war games, starting with kindergarten and until their last day. But if you correctly combine all these things together, then you can make it so that every such female element will put pressure on the counter male element to act correctly, and that balances out the entire system. So because of the thrust, because of the pressure, because men are afraid of women like they're afraid of their mothers, this activates the entire system and they connect. Yeah, behind every successful man, there's a woman. Everyone understands that. That's how it is. So can we define what is success in tomorrow's world? Behind every successful man in tomorrow's world, there is a woman that pushes him toward what? Connection. A woman herself can't do it. The men have to realize the connection, but because the women are putting pressure on them, like a mother standing behind him saying, do it, I'm telling you. Do it. Last question. What kind of benefit will a woman get from the feeling of this connected society? What do you mean? That society is prospering, flourishing, that everyone is in wholeness, perfection, peace, that we don't have these terrible things that are happening in society. I think first and foremost, this is her benefit. So all the problems that we're dealing with today, like different feelings of deprivation and other feelings, will disappear because society... So, I think that our summary for today is, society can flourish and prosper if women will push men to connect correctly and everyone will benefit from that. Yes. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.